Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Welcome to your Tuesday episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Man, wasn't Monday's episode just amazing? Emily D. Baker, wow. Wow, I sound like Owen Wilson. Wow. No, I sound like Christopher Walken. Anyways, already off to a banging start here. Today, Sophie Ross, of course, Pop Culture Roundup, which is usually on Mondays. We're doing it on Tuesday. You guys, I did like four interviews today, like I told you, and it went pretty good. I am just bone tired. Is that a word? Bone tired? Why would that be a word? Why am I thinking? We go into all of this. I think it's a fairly quick conversation. It's less than an hour. It's a nice overview of all. But I got to tell you, after I talked to Sophie, I read more of this Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox interview that the British GQ did, I think it's from. And our friend Molly Lambert, who's an amazing writer, did the interview and stuff. But this, oh man, I want to punch this guy. By the way, I punch him, I would end up, like, I'm sure he could kick my butt. But this guy has driven me to violence. I do not like this guy in the least. So there's a string of just horrible quotes from Machine Gun Kelly. First off, this is like tweets about like little quotes from the article. It says, Megan Fox's love may be transforming Colson Baker. Colson Baker, that's his real name. It's not Machine Gun Kelly. His mom didn't go, I'm going to name you Machine Gun. Megan Fox's love may be transforming Colson Baker into his highest self, but it hasn't changed Machine Gun Kelly. Quote, I'm still a motherfucking outlaw. Woo! Dude, you have extensions. Your name is Machine Gun. Please let us not act like you're punk rock. Please, for the love of God, do not act like you're an MF and outlaw. Machine Gun Kelly is an outlaw like Lala Kent is a gangster. You know, like there's just no, it's like, okay, dude, yeah, you're an outlaw. I just, the crap, this guy also, if you look around, people started sending me this stuff. He has full extensions. Like, how punk is it that this guy got like hair grafting? Like, by the way, if I ever went bald, I'd get hair grafting if I could afford it. But if you're punk rock, if you're an MF and outlaw, I've never seen an MF and outlaw be like, you know what? I'm super vain. I'm going to wear spangly leather pants. Here's another one. Machine Gun Kelly goes, this is a story of how they met. Megan Kelly goes, I just remember this tall, blonde, ghostly creature. And I looked up and I was like, you smell like weed. He looked down at me and he was like, I am weed. And then, I swear to God, he disappeared like a ninja in a smoke bomb. A smoke bomb? That's a weed. That's all weed, Megan Fox. He disappeared in a plume of weed smoke. And also, who says I am weed? Like, it reminded me of Batman going like, I am the night. I am Batman. Like, I am weed. I'm sorry. I hope somebody's enjoying. Like, this is what scares me is that we have 15-year-old people and younger going, damn, this is punk rock. Machine Gun Kelly, woo! Oh my God, I've never seen somebody so punk rock in my life. And I'm like, dude, this guy's now wearing like mink and fur, and he tried to be a rapper and failed at that, and now he's going to punk rock. This guy, I mean, I'm telling you, I have not felt this fired up since Lisa Rinna. This guy needs to stop. And I really, this Megan Fox thing, I hope we're being, this is not bad. And by the way, at this rate, we're going to see him have full sex before next summer. Like, we will see P and V. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to see the full Monty because you can't keep up this heat. You can't do it. And also, we're not going to be interested. You think 10 years from now, they're going to put this couple on the cover of GQ banging each other? No. I hope they have, like, I guess he's an MF and outlaw, so he probably doesn't, but I hope he has a 5-year plan. Like, I love that I have no actual plan with my life, but I'm like, I hope he's investing well. It upsets me, folks. So I just wanted to talk more about that because we talk about it a little bit in this, but I wanted to really hit it home even more. And also, on a positive note, congratulations go out to one of my other favorite detectives, Megan King Edmonds from Real Housewives of Orange County. She wed Kufay Biden. And the interwebs were a buzz. Mr. Biden, President Biden, went to the ceremony, which that's also like, hey, man, you're the president. Maybe we shouldn't. It was like I was pissed all the time when Trump was golfing all the time. Also, I don't feel like Biden should be allowed to go to Monday weddings. I feel like that should be a weekend wedding kind of thing. And so he went, supposedly. And then I just wondered, I was like, is Megan King Edmonds is she like a detective work around the Bidens? What's the first mystery do you think she'll solve in that family? So Megan King Edmonds did a post today, 8 hours ago, with her new husband, Kufay, and says, we just knew, introducing Mr. and Mrs. Owens. So congratulations to Megan King Edmonds and Kufay Biden, Or I know I'm getting all of those names wrong, but that is nice. It is nice to find love again. And as me and Sophie talk about, Jim Edmonds, her ex, is just what we call kick the kids out of the car right now or the room. And I know I've already cussed and I didn't warn you, but he's what we call an asshole. He's just a full-blown asshole. So anybody would have been better than Jim Edmonds. So congratulations to Megan King, Edmonds, and Kufay. I'm looking forward to many of your adventures. And guys, I'm just going to get into it because I have so many things to do, so many things that I have preparation for you, so many books I have to read for guests. I'm actually reading books, and it's very exciting to be reading them with my eyes and not just my ears like I was with audiobooks. So you guys, I will talk to you on Wednesday here. Without further ado, is the pop culture roundup stories of the week. We got Kim Kardashian, we got Kanye, we got Machine Gun. The whole gang is here. So enjoy, and I will talk to you guys on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I had so many messages today complaining that they were not able to start their week because they did not hear Sophie Ross and me talk about pop culture roundup events. And I am sorry, but I do have something to make up for it. I have Sophie Ross today, Tuesday, so you can finally start your week. We're going to go over stories. Sophie is in her pajamas right now, even though it is still, I mean, it is early in the evening.
It's 6 p.m. where I am, basically.
I'm trying to cue you up. It's just early to wear pajamas, I think, 6 p.m. And so Sophie Ross, welcome to the show. How was the wedding yesterday? You're in wedding season right now. Was it better than your sister's wedding? Or your
sister's wedding? It was, they were both beautiful. It was beautiful. It was just in the city. So I didn't like have to travel anywhere, which was nice because, you know, it's just been a lot of traveling lately. But yeah, it was fun. It was a Jewish wedding. So it was on a Sunday. That's like a common thing. I don't know if people are aware because Shabbat is on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. So yeah, I like didn't even realize that. Of course it was on a Sunday because both of my friends are very Jewish that got married, but for some reason I was like, oh yeah, it's Saturday. And then as the weekend, I was like, wait, it's Sunday. And so then I like, yeah, I was like, Ryan, sorry.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was a lot. I was like, oh, interesting. A last minute wedding. I thought you were saying you were getting married, like a shotgun wedding. And I was like, oh my God, you're getting married.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the big news besides you getting shotgun married, wait, actually I asked you this at your sister's wedding. Anybody special at this wedding? What do we got?
No.
Anybody, is anybody there with you right now? Nothing. Okay. So the big news is, did you watch Kim Kardashian West on Saturday Night Live?
Yes. I actually just caught up watching it.
What'd you think?
Yeah, she did a really good job. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she did. I mean, it was almost a non-event in the fact that it was decent.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed like she really cared about what she was doing.
Yeah. It seemed like she definitely put her all into it. And I was surprised by some of the acting chops.
Yeah. I mean, the monologue was really well written and it made fun of everybody. She had a good Corey Gamble gold digger joke, which I thought was great. They made fun of Courtney in a sketch, The People's Court. K-O-U-R-T. I will say Kris Jenner, not a good actor. She screwed up her life.
Oh, she was so horrible.
Yeah, like that was, and the other thing, and I don't know if I need a trigger warn or what the deal is, but I am going to talk about facial work, not in just terms of the Kardashians, but a lot of people. I got upset because we saw Khloe in this in a couple sketches and she was great. But then Khloe on her Instagram posts a photo of her backstage at SNL and it's not Khloe. She looks like a Who from Whoville. And I'm like, girl, we just saw you the night before. Why are you doing this? We saw your actual face that you live with. Why are you doing this to yourself? Like, I need to know the psychology, and I know she's insecure and all that stuff, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's out of control, out of control.
I have to imagine, I'm getting scared that it's not even her doing it. Like her team's like, she loves this kind of button nose and does she approve this? Like,
I don't know. It also was interesting seeing Kim, like Kim looked beautiful, obviously, yes, but she has smile lines. Like she has texture on her skin. Like she, even seeing her on like a real camera that isn't like, you know, the Keeping Up with the Kardashian like filtered lens or her Instagram, like it's interesting to see what she really looks like. And yeah, obviously she looked beautiful, but still, like if you compare the two, she does look different than she does on Instagram.
Well, those are the best smile lines money can buy. Those aren't actual real smile lines. She paid for that. But no, somebody told me, have you heard this? And I kind of then went back and watched. I was like, that she got her like smaller boobs and a butt.
Yeah, she did. I thought we talked about this.
We might have. I was extremely drunk when I talked to you last week when I met your mom.
Last week. I think okay. It was a couple weeks ago that I don't know, maybe we didn't. But yeah, Kim has, because remember how we've talked about how the BBL like body yes. type, like that's like the Insta baddie look, but it's kind of falling out of fashion. And all of these people got Brazilian butt lifts to look like the Kardashians. Meanwhile, Kim has gotten her butt made smaller. And it looks more natural now. It's not, you know, it just doesn't like explode yeah. like diaper butt like it used to. Now it actually has a natural slope and it's much smaller and much more normal. Hence how she now, you know, seems more confident and comfortable.
Yeah.
She wasn't like this back when, you know, those pictures of her in Mexico got released.
Oh
like,
yeah. With the cellulite and she freaked out.
Yeah. She was looking botched, but yeah, she got a smaller butt. And I believe Chloe did too. And honestly, maybe like, it's, again, it's like these trends, they're changing and it sucks that like women's bodies fall in and out of fashion, but like, yeah, they're changing.
Well, they started this big butt craze and imagine now that they're going to turn their back on the BBLs and now everybody's going to have to get their BBLs taken out if they're going to make yeah. smaller butts hip, you know,
they're still going to have like the big butts, but now they're less exaggerated and extreme and fake looking, which is what they were before. Now yeah. they're like a little more natural looking, just a little more like a real person and not like a caricature.
Pete Davidson got a kiss Kim Kardashian in one of the sketches. This guy literally, I don't know, man. Like I feel like he gets away with murder. He gets to kiss everybody. Everybody thinks Pete Davidson's hot. Everybody. And I mean, he's funny, all that stuff, but I feel like he's lucked into so much. He's lucked into an Aladdin sketch where he gets to kiss Kim Kardashian. Kanye West, we saw actually met up with Kim. There's a lot of paparazzi photos of them leaving the hotel when she was in her pink outfit. And I mean, do we know what the hell is going on? She's still using the last name West. She joked about the divorce in the opening monologue. We hear that it's like she actually got approval of that joke through Kanye. Do we know anything? Like, obviously they're getting a divorce, but they seem like they're BFFs. Is this like Gwyneth and Chris Martin?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's my theory at least, that they're just BFFs / co-parents. Like, I really don't think that they're back together personally. Again, it's like that ship has sailed. When they announced their divorce, like, I think it was clear that they tried everything and they're just not the right for each other, basically. Yeah.
Did you see that Chloe took Scott Disick to the after party?
Yeah, I saw that.
But that's a big step that they're healing with Scott, because like Scott unfollowed all of them after the Amelia Bedelia DM like situation oh, yeah. went down. And so now this shows that they've made amends. Also, Food God was there, and I can imagine he was hoping to get on TV, but they knew kids would be watching and that would just probably be too much around Halloween.
Food God.
What's going on, Food God? So did you hear any other news? Was there anything else that stood out to you? But it is funny how much I love that we expected her to do so bad that everybody was like, hey, it's pretty good. Like, we all came together as a nation to say that it was pretty good, I think.
I wasn't even expecting it to be. I know that she was getting like shit on by a lot of people over it. Like, when the news came out, everyone was like, you know, hating on her. I'm intrigued to see what Kim does for sure. Like, I figured that she would like give it her all, and she definitely delivered. Like, I'm sure this is, I just know that Kim has always, I just find her so funny because she has literally always just wanted to be famous. Remember in like the early seasons of the Kardashians, Chris was like, so like, let's get a career coach. Like, do you want to be a singer? Do you want to be, it didn't matter what it was. Like, she was just going to be famous for being herself. And like, now she's hosting SNL. I'm sure this is a dream of hers. Like,
well, and I imagine it extra stings Chloe, because Chloe considers herself the comedian in the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
not really anymore. Like, Chloe hasn't been funny for a while.
No, like, Chloe's a clown. She's a different form of clown. She's just a clown that Tristan makes look like a clown.
Yeah.
But not like not one that makes you laugh.
No, but she used to be the funny one. Like, yeah. On the show, she was always so funny. I loved her. And then as she like started to morph, she like lost her personality. Same with Kylie. Kylie used to be like funny on like Vine and stuff. Like, they've just lost their personalities completely. But Kim is thriving.
I know we talked about Kylie last time about her business and Kylie Baby and all this stuff, but the Kylie Freddy Krueger collaboration of Nightmare on Elm Street, I sincerely don't understand. The more, because I keep seeing pictures and there's a billboard now, and I'm like, Kylie Jenner, Freddy Krueger together once again. Like, was this some sort of iconic collab that we're like, are people freaking out about this? Because I just think it's the weirdest, stupidest thing. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's dumb. And it's also so funny. It's also so funny how her her like Kylie Cosmetics promo shoots are always just pictures of like her body and like her being sexy and like grabbing her boobs and her naked and like blood dripping down her body. It's like, where's the makeup? This isn't about makeup. It's literally like just, it's a vanity thing. She gets to play dress up, and that's like all she does for Kylie Cosmetics occasionally.
I really feel like eventually she's going to be like a kind of a Michael Jackson figure when she gets in her late 30s, because I feel like she's been doing like, this is such great success at such a young age that I think it's really, I think it's starting to eat away at her brain. Like, also Freddy Krueger was like, it's like a horror, iconic horror series that where he like slaughtered people. Like, at what point was there like a scene that I didn't see where Freddy was putting on makeup and really enjoyed makeup collabs?
Yeah, like I do not understand it. I really don't.
It'll be like Kylie Jenner and Jeffrey Dahmer together once again, you know.
It's also like, it's not gonna sell. Like, it's not. I'm telling you that. Like, we can pretend that Kylie Cosmetics still makes money, but it doesn't.
You're the Megan King Edmonds of Kylie Cosmetics.
I am.
By the way, congratulations to Megan King Edmonds. She got married today on a Monday to Joseph Biden, our president's great grandson or something like that, I believe.
His nephew.
His name's Cuffe. Is that Cuffe? Cuffe?
I don't know. Chuffy?
Chuffy. Hey, Miss Chuffy. Like, Chuffy. It's a really, and he has long hair, you guys. And I guess I'm happy for Megan King Edmonds, except for, and I don't love to get political, but her ex-husband, that douchebag, Jim Edmonds.
Jim Edmonds is the worst.
Him and his daughter, who we used to see on Real Housewives of Orange County, they were wearing anti-Biden or anti-Biden social club shirts, which I just, and I know a lot of people have bought anti-Trump shirts, but I think it's like, if anybody buys any kind of political t-shirt, like, maybe reconsider investing your money elsewhere. It never looks great, you know?
Oh, they were, yeah. And they were clearly just doing that for attention and to, like, you know, be assholes to Megan getting married. Like, they're such assholes.
But they don't have to try. They just are assholes, you know?
Jim Edmonds sucks so bad. Yeah. I'm happy for Megan. Like, it seems like she, you know, is getting her fairy tale ending after having to endure that disgusting piece of shit.
I can really sense the Monday on you right now. I can really,
Jim Edmonds. Jim Edmonds was always such an asshole.
I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
That happened on a Monday, which is big news. Also, I thought this was interesting, or I wanted to get your take on. Did you, obviously probably didn't like watch Salt Lake or Potomac yet, did you?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I got a chance to today.
What did you think of the climactic scene with Brooks and Jen Shaw meeting with Meredith Marks sitting 3 feet away from them to give them space?
That was hilarious how Meredith was sitting right there.
It was so weird.
I'm kind of just over the storyline. Like, I'm hoping that this just puts it to bed. I'm glad they made up for now, but like, I'm sure it won't last that long.
I just want Brooks to get some sort of, like, I'm more pro Brooks than I am pro Jen, but like, I just want Brooks to make some kind of move with his face. Like, it's always just so like, in our, I can just tell he's already judging me on screen. He just has no facial reaction at any time. And like, so the scene never really took off because he never gets beyond like a certain like level heartbeat wise, you know?
Oh yeah. His face doesn't move, but I also think that's probably like Botox and stuff. But
you think somebody that young would get Botox?
He's definitely had fillers, lip fillers, but I don't know. I saw some screenshot. I guess Brooks used to have a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel, he posted a video that was like, "I drank foreign water, vacation nightmare." That. Like, I think that Brooks, I'm just not buying into it because I think it's clear that Brooks has always kind of like wanted, you know,
yeah, this
attention. So it feels, I don't know, kind of disingenuous that he's like, you know, getting so involved in housewives drama in light of what I now know is that, you know, he has this like, he's had a YouTube channel for a while. He's been wanting for a while to try to become famous. So it's just interesting. It feels a little more manufactured now.
Well, he comes from an interesting family because Seth, his dad, was also in this episode a bit. And Seth, of course, you guys, that works 50% of the time in Canton, Ohio. He says they had a meeting with all the guys and they were doing, you know, some lady sex jokes as you would. And he goes, I got an agreement with Meredith. I can have sex with her anytime she wants. She just has to be asleep. And I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, I'm like, Seth, wait. Hey, wait, why don't you walk that back a sec? I feel like you shouldn't put that on TV, you know?
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
And Potomac, of course, where do you stand in the great debate between Candace being Candace? And I know we've talked about this in regards to Monique, but she's at it again. We got Salad Gate now, and she doesn't realize she admits she threw the first couple of leaves of salad, but then Mia threw a lot more salad. So Mia's more guilty. Where do you stand?
I mean, I've said this for a while that I think Candace is incredibly immature. She's literally just childish, and yeah, it's hard to reason or have a conversation or have like a civil argument with someone who is so childish. And I think a lot of this is Dorothy, her mom's name, right? Yeah. A lot of this I think is Dorothy's fault. She's been kind of coddled, and I just think that she is such a child. And so I've always felt this way about Candace, that I just think that she is so incredibly, it was so embarrassing when Chris, her husband, was like, okay, you need to get up from the table, let's go. And she's like, no, I'm not ready to, and like was throwing a tantrum like a toddler. Like, that's what I mean. Like, this is not how a grown adult should act. And I think, you know, it says a lot about how, you know, she stoops very low during arguments, and she's just very, very immature. So yeah.
She's going to send Chris to an early grave. Like, between her and her mom, I feel like that's where Chris's beard got so white so quickly. And, you know, he begged her, he goes, please, please, I know you don't want to, but for me, will you be the bigger person for me? I'm begging you. Like, he's begging her.
And if this is how she acts in group settings and on camera, imagine how she acts behind closed doors. Like, he seemed very just like, and good for Chris that he knows how to manage that. And like, if they're happy, they're happy. But yeah, I'm like, it's kind of horrible, their dynamic, how he's always kind of, and I thought it was very symbolic that he was physically cleaning up the salad. Like he's always cleaning up Candace's mess.
Well, it's very much like Stu Chains with Jen Shaw. Like he had to pick up dog shit last week, and then the week before he fell on the ice with her. Like she's like, you go ahead, Stu, and he fell, and I was like, he fell for Jen again, you know.
I love the comparison of them to Selena Meyer and what was his name?
Oh, Tony Hale. That's great.
So accurate.
Speaking of weird face stuff, and I know this really is a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but I don't watch sports, but I watch Twitter, and Twitter had a photo from a sports game, a baseball game, and Tom Cruise, the actor, was there, and Tom Cruise is all of a sudden turned into a chipmunk. His face is holding nuts for the winter. I don't know if that's a sign, but like, I know he's getting older, and I know that happens, but this doesn't look like age, folks. This looks like some kind of botched filler. What is this, Sophie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's definitely botched fillers. Like they just fucked him up.
But if filler, he's rich, I'm like sure. That, how does that even happen? Like,
I think it's a combination of filler and maybe like some sort of like actual like facelift or something that made his face just look so different. And yeah, just not good. And look, it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Well, I mean, it's just really shocking. And then it makes you confront your own mortality when you see somebody you grew up. I mean, we're not talking about the Scientology stuff right now. I'm just literally talking about also, if Scientology can't help Tom with his face, what's Scientology going to do for any of us? This guy's an already good looking guy and he got ruined by some fillers. Do we wait till this stuff burns off? How do you get filler out? You know?
Yeah, it's tough. Once you get botched with filler, you can like get it dissolved. There are a couple things you can do, but it fucks up your face.
I wonder if he's livid. I wonder if he's like, are you fucking kidding me? I just saw myself on camera.
No, he's probably surrounded by yes people that are like, yes, Tom, all of his like weird Scientology freaks and David Miscavige.
David Miscavige. Where's Shelly Miscavige, David?
Yeah, where is she?
David, let us know.
But yeah, so he probably had no idea that he was botched until everyone started making fun of him, which I love.
It really was shocking to see. And, so anyways, keep an eye on that, folks. You'll see these pictures. I think I just put one on my Instagram. This is another thing. I was watching SNL and I thought it was pretty funny, but then after that on Saturday night, I watched something that was way funnier, and I've got to highly recommend, if you're looking for a laugh, Demi Lovato's new alien show on Peacock. It's called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. And Demi had an alien experience when they were in Joshua Tree. And it's very, they talk about it. And they said, saw an orb of light that was like, and then they went to bed. And then they astral projected, and the alien wanted Demi to live with the aliens, and then they woke up. And what that sounds like to me was a dream. I've had them as well. But this thing is wild. Demi literally goes with their friends to go see these alien, like all sorts of different YouTube alien hunters. And then like once they put Demi under a trance and it works immediately, and they're immediately communicating with aliens. It is one of, if not the funnier things I've seen in 2021. Have you seen any of this?
I saw clips of it online, but wait, didn't Demi also say that the word alien is offensive to extraterrestrials?
That's what I was getting to, was that today Demi did come out. And this is, by the way, if you are an alien, you have to really appreciate when somebody stands up for you like this.
Oh my God.
Demi Lovato has an out of this world take that's bound to get eyeballs rolling. They think we should retire the term alien when referring to extraterrestrials. The pop star made the bizarre plea to us Earthlings during an interview with Australian outlet Pedestrian TV, in which they say the term alien itself is offensive, even as it pertains to actual would-be aliens from outer space who may or may not be zipping around us. The context here is that Demi is plugging their new unidentified show. While talking the show, they said, I really think that if there was anything out there that would want to do that to us, it would have happened by now. They mean in harming us. But I think that we have to stop calling them aliens, because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. They have a solution, guys. It's not like they just said, don't, and I'm not. So they want us to call aliens ETs. And Demi goes, so yeah, that's a little tidbit, a little information that I learned. So no more, if you have any experience with aliens, if they take you to their ship, they will get livid if you call them aliens. Call them ETs. Like, that is huge.
We already have to worry about hurting every human being on the planet's feelings at all times. Now we have to worry about hurting. We don't even know if aliens have feelings.
What if
extraterrestrials? I'm sorry.
Can you imagine an alien's probing me in their ship and I call them an alien and then I get canceled for offending the alien probing me?
Like, what are they going to do? Like, tweet about it on their Twitter and on alien?
But I mean, like, there is so many things to worry about. And now I got to worry about, I've called aliens my whole life, you know? And now we can't even call aliens?
They're aliens. Sorry. Yeah. Extraterrestrials is too hard to say.
Well, no, you can short it down ET.
I know, E.T. But like, that just makes me think of ET, the movie.
I know. ET, Steven Spielberg should sue the pants off of Demi Lovato for even suggesting this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. He has that copyrighted trademark.
Oh, heck sure. Yes. But I really do highly recommend, if you had a couple of drinks or whatever, to watch this show on Peacock. It is very entertaining because you think Demi Lovato, they can do it all. And then you realize they can do it all and that much more, because you would never predict Demi Lovato to have a show about chasing ETs. But yet here it is. I want to remind everybody that this Friday we have the premiere of Kyle Richards' eventual Oscar nominated movie, Halloween Kills, where Kyle Richards scares Michael Myers with her bangs. And you're going to see this on Peacock for free. It's rated R, but it'll be free on Peacock. You can also see it in the theaters. Sophie, will you see this movie?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of like slasher movies like that. But did you see, Carrie Whitmer, who everyone should follow on Twitter.
Carrie's coming on the pod in 2 weeks.
Oh my God, she's so funny on Twitter. Her tweet that said Kyle Richards to Michael Myers in Halloween. Just be open and honest.
Yeah, or then Lisa gets, Michael, own it, Michael.
And then he like stabs her.
No, that's the only thing that could just stop Michael Myers is the Fox Force 5.
Oh my God. By the way,
if you kind of think about it, it is kind of this like, allegory. It almost kind of oddly follows the Tom Girardi plotline. Like, Michael Myers dies in weird ways every movie. Like, he's flipping over cars 7 times and he survives everything. Like, Michael Myers can never die. Like, Michael Myers will confront people in their mansions while it's snowing in Pasadena.
I did end up watching, I think, the last one where, spoiler alert, isn't there like a house fire?
And he's burned to a...
And then he gets out!
Wait, did you do an Italian? Gets out!
I don't know where that came from.
Can I... Also, I love that you, at this point, there's been like 8 billion Halloween movies, and you're like, spoiler alert, he dies at the end of it. He dies at the end of like every...
I don't know. See, I don't really watch these. I don't even know who I was with. I definitely didn't watch it by my own accord, you know?
Yeah, somebody forced you to watch.
Yeah, Halloween. I like scary and like morbid stuff and like true crime, but like anything like gory and like slasher, like even, I finally watched Squid Game.
And now it is time to do some commercials, but these are products that have, they've been with us before. So I'm very excited that they're back. And the first one, of course, is Osea. Now, I have talked about Osea now a couple of times, and I have heard from all of my female friends and some of my male friends that it has been very difficult, and it is difficult, to find clean skincare products that are good for your skin and the planet, but also actually give you the results that you want. And I have good news. I think we might have found them in this company, Osea. Now, Osea has been making products that do just that for over 25 years. So when it comes to clean beauty, Osea is the pioneer. And that is so important. They have award-winning cleansers, serums, and face moisturizers, and they're known for creating amazing body products like their fabulous Undaria Algae Body Oil.
which is perfect because we often forget to take care of our bodies the way we take care of our faces. I unfortunately am not taking care of either. So it has been a blessing that Osea is in my life. It truly is. My mom is into it. My sister is into it. I have friends into it now. And now I am into it. So Undaria Algae Body Oil, it feels I got to tell you, as a guy, I'm trying to explain this to you. It is not greasy or sticky, and I just feel like it feels good on my skin. My female friend says it feels luxurious and rich, and it does absorb really nice into the skin. It also moisturizes your skin, leaving your skin looking healthy and glowing. And I am one of those dudes that never had like a 20-year plan for my face or body. So I'm kind of playing catch up with everything. But one of the first things that I learned in the last 5 years, and you're like, really just in the 5 years, is that you got to moisturize. No, I'm not joking. So I know what you're thinking. Also, body oil. If you've been using body lotion for years, you might be a little wary of body oils. But let me tell you, I am a convert. I started using body moisturizers like when I first started a short 5 years ago. And I got to tell you, this actually is amazing. So the Undaria Algae Body Oil has been Victoria Beckham's favorite body oil for years. Now, she is my favorite Spice Girl, so I do have to listen to what she says. But you will be obsessed with it too. So it soaks in easily, it isn't greasy, and it has this really nice citrus smell that instantly, it kind of makes you feel like you were at a spa. I don't know if you guys know, but I used to be a manager at a day spa, and we would like, those kind of smells really do kind of make you feel like it's relaxing. It is nice. You kind of feel rich. I think that is the word. So I can't even tell you, I know this sounds weird, but my skin is, I feel it like soft and smoother than it has felt in a really long time. And it kind of, I think I do look like better. I know that sounds weird, whatever, but my body lotion never did this. So Osea's products are clean, they're vegan, they're cruelty-free, climate neutral, created with sustainably sourced seaweed, and they're made in California. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. So experience your new favorite clean skincare line with a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order with promo code SOGOOD at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50, you get free shipping. And also remember, this is actually great as we start heading into the holiday season. This is like good kind of stocking stuffer stuff too, you know? In fact, I might try to get my mom a couple at a discount. So you're going to want it all. So go to oseamalibu.com and use code SOGOOD. And just on a personal note, this is the company I've told you before, but they're one of the companies that wanted to do an onboarding call with me just to walk me through the product. They made sure I had it. They made sure I used it. They made sure I knew what the company was about, that it is female founded and run. And that kind of stuff really, it really kind of like sat well with me. I was like, wow, they really do care about their product. That means a lot, I think, you know, like when I tell people about my product, I take pride in it. And these people really take pride in their product. And I think that actually is something to always pay attention to. And it's one of the only companies that use my product code as so good instead of so bad. And I think that's great because it is so good. So check that out, you guys. And of course, my next one is Bowl and Branch. And I got to tell you, so they sent me my Boll & Branch sheets, beautiful gray. They are so soft where I was like, this is such a noticeable difference than my Amazon sheets. And because I don't really know, I'm a dude. I don't really know a lot about this stuff. And these are so nice. And I got to tell you, now I've had them for a couple of months and they feel even better after I wash them. I know this sounds disgusting, but I was like, I don't know if I want to wash them. Because they feel so good. And I thought, like, you know, when you wash a t-shirt or something and it kind of like looks gross, you know, like, and it doesn't. These get softer and softer. And I think that is so amazing. This kind of stuff makes me remember this company in the long run. And when I get new sheets from here on out, I'm going to get them from Boll & Branch. It is huge. So the little things we all do, Boll & Branch says, add up to the legacy we leave behind. And Boll & Branch was started by a husband and wife team that wanted to create a textile company that cared about the details that would make their products last. And you will definitely feel the difference in their best-selling, beautifully crafted signature sheets, which is what I have. So the difference between Boll & Branch sheets and my Amazon sheets, I mean, there's not even a comparison. Like, I feel like a grown-up with these sheets, but also a grown-up that is about to have the sleep of his dang life. They're soft but firm. They have a softness. They're smooth. It's just really nice. So experience the uncompromising comfort with the best-selling 100% organic cotton signature hemmed sheets. Oh my gosh, I have to remember these details. I was just talking to a friend about Boll & Branch sheets. This is not made up. And she asked me what it was made out of, and I didn't have my script in front of me, but it's organic cotton. So organic cotton is, I gotta text her. So this cloud weight super soft sateen weave gets softer with every wash. I told you it did. So crafted to the highest standards and attention to detail from sourcing to packaging, the perfect balance of weight and breathability to pamper warm or cool sleepers through any season. Now get this, give your bed the White House treatment with sheets that three presidents have fallen in love with. I hope they were good presidents. To experience an entirely new standard of comfort, visit bollandbranch.com. In fact, our listener Sheridan, my friend Sheridan, she bought like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of Boll & Branch sheets after she heard this. And I hope, Sheridan, I hope you liked it, because I was so impressed by that. So visit bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. And get 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code SOBAD. SOBAD. S-O-B-A-D. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SOBAD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And guys, now back to our show.
Did you watch Squid Game yet, Ryan?
I'm on episode, the end of episode 5.
Oh, okay. Hurry the fuck up.
Don't you ever hate though that when you're like, everybody's watching something and loving it and you're like, I'm not like everybody else. And then you start to watch it and you're like, fuck, I love this. I need to watch the rest of it. You know, it's really good.
Yeah, no, it is really good. It lives up to the hype, in my opinion. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. It's so interesting. But again, it's like, that's like a violent, like a lot of like death and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Do you think you would do good at a Squid Game?
Absolutely not. I was actually having this conversation. I forgot who I was with. Maybe my coworkers or something. When they do red, and this has been stuck in my head.
The
red light.
Green light.
Yeah, it's been like stuck in my head the way she says it. But anyway, I would have been one of those people that gets shot like running away, like and freaking out.
Oh, I'd be the old man in the bed when everybody's attacking each other at night, like, I'm so scared. Oh. Please stop. I'm so scared.
I know.
The only thing that pisses me off, and this isn't it's kind of a spoiler alert, but that big old doll lady that shoots everybody. What? I thought she was a lead part of it. Like, I'm like, I keep looking for the big doll lady and she's not there anymore. And it pisses me off. I'm like, we see this cool big doll lady and I need to know how they built her. What's her story? Like, it was so
the red light, green light queen.
Well, I feel like she should be involved in more gang. Like I feel like Tess very positive with people. I want to know more about her.
Green light.
It's really good. You guys, Squid Game on Netflix, highly recommend. What I also recommend that's going to be coming out November 17th. I think we got the first trailer for Peacock's Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip with, they say, 7 icons. And it's, of course, you got Kyle Richards, you got Ramona Singer. Who else do you have? Who do we got here? Oh, Luann, Kenya. You have a really great cast. Did you watch the trailer yet?
Oh yeah. 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 I watched it. It looks good. It looks fine. Manufactured, but fine.
Well, it's only 8 days, 8 days in this exotic location. We do get one moment of where Ramona says she's peeing herself. So that's classic Ramona. And
says, like, fuck you to Kenya or something.
Yeah, I have a feeling they might not have done the New York reunion because I have a feeling Kenya was like, I'm doing the reunion right now. It seems like nobody gets along with Ramona in these situations. Yeah. And Kenya gets, and I hear somebody doesn't get along with Kyle, but I didn't see that in the preview. Anyway, Teresa from Jersey is on it, the whole thing. So everybody check that preview out. It was really good. What did you think of Vanderpump Rules this week, the second episode?
I honestly don't even remember what happened on the second episode.
They went to Palm Springs. Charlie got into it with Lala. You can't fucking do that to me. Oh, that's Lala's one person you're not going to so fucking do annoying. That with.
Lala sucks. Like, she's so annoying. Like, she really is like such an instigator, but then like plays the victim and like cries and like manipulates. Yeah. And I can't stand Lala.
She isn't coming off great this season. And I think she wasn't coming off great. The interesting thing, did you notice some people kept sending me that a lot of the Vanderpump Rules and the past cast with babies, they all got together this weekend. And I almost feel like the past cast members are almost trying to get together with Lala and Katie more now to kind of show that they're still around. And that, like, I feel like Lala is weirdly playing both sides of the fence right now. Does that make sense? Like, she's almost like hanging out with Stassi and Kristen.
And I also think that Ariana and Sheena and stuff, I don't know if they're going to put up with her like two-faced bullshit for much longer. So she can try, but I don't think that Lala is like, I think that she is one of the most, if not the most, like, disposable people on Vanderpump.
You think Lala is?
Yeah, 100%. And that's why it was so funny. And Watch What Happens Live. Oh, I tweeted this, how she said that her and Katie, Andy was like, who are the number one girls in the group? And she was like, me and Katie. And I was like, it's actually the diametrical opposite. Like, they're so, both Katie and Lala, like, they could disappear from the show and no one would notice, really.
Wow. Well, see, that's what I get worried, because the ratings came out and it got half the ratings of season 9 premiere. But then the ratings ticked up a little bit on the second episode. But I kind of am weirdly, not combative, but weirdly defensive about Vanderpump Rules, because I want it to succeed. It's never going to have the magic of those first few seasons. But if Jax and Stassi and Kristen Doty were still there, it would not be any different. It would not be any more entertaining than it is now.
Oh, yeah, no. If anything, it would be worse, because, like, we were just all so bored of them. Yeah, no, I think they're doing what they can. We'll see how the season goes. Again, it's Monday. Last episode aired on Tuesday, last Tuesday. So I just, like, needed a second to refresh my memory. But that's also kind of not a great sign that I couldn't remember what happened. But we'll see. I hope so far.
It's really overproduced, but I like it. Everybody's like, I like when they get excited about things. And I think Charlie's a star. I mean, if they can do a couple other new people around where we actually care about them. Like, I thought Charlie handled herself so well around Lala that Lala even was like, damn, you know?
Yeah, no, I was so shocked by how mature she was, because Lala really does try to instigate people into acting their worst. Because she's so awful. The way that she talks to people is very abusive and, like, not okay. It's very, and I saw a tweet that compared her to Erica Jane, and I agree. It's like, just, and that's why also I was like, if someone is going to get indicted next by the FBI, my prediction is Lala.
Well, it'd be Randall. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, where apparently he's had money issues. How do they afford this lifestyle? The PJs. Lala also shows an incredible lack of empathy or sympathy for anyone outside of herself. And is just, like, clearly a huge narcissist who can be very, very vicious to other people.
But you can see where Randall is, I can see where he's been, why he's been a success and why he gets girls and all that. Cause he's always like, hey, it's all right. Let's make jokes about everything. Like, he's just Professor Positive, even though, you know, deep down there's something else going on. Like, you know, he probably has his hands in a lot of weird money deals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but he also has been like in, didn't something come out that they were, that he like owed like money with in taxes? It wasn't just the Fofty stuff. Like, it was other like tax, really. I don't know. I need to look it up. Yeah. But I know that he is not as comfortable as they try to make it seem like they are.
Yeah.
Even the Fofty thing alone, it's like, what super, super, super rich dude is owing 50 Cent all of this money that he like clearly can't pay back? Like,
yeah, you don't have like Mark Zuckerberg or like, I'm sorry, Fofty, please. Please, it's me, Elon. Don't do Fofty. This.
He was so scared.
Oh, he was so
funny.
Remember when he sent the picture to where he was hooked up to heart monitors? And he goes, I have a heart issue, please. And then he sent pictures of him getting a heart test. And 50 was like, I don't fucking care what's going on with you, man. Give me my money.
He was in the hospital.
I do want to talk also about somebody that really, though, as the weeks go on, I'm beginning to passionately dislike. And it's Machine Gun Kelly. And it's also now it's getting to be where it's Megan Fox. These guys will go to an opening of an envelope. They want to be on your magazine covers. They're starting to be tryhards. They're starting to be Chrissy Teigen's to me. This Machine Gun Kelly, he writes like that, like his Instagram captions are so, I'm so sorry if you girls think this is romantic, but they're so dumb to me. It's like, tell it to her face. Don't put it on your stupid Instagram profile. What are we, like 7 years old?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So gross. Their interview in whatever magazine. Yeah.
GQ. Yeah. Well, GQ.
So embarrassing and cringy. They just make me cringe. He looks like, did you watch American Horror Story this season?
No, but I'm aware of it.
Never mind. Yeah. He looks like one of the monsters, American Horror
Story. He probably is. This is what he wrote, you guys, on his latest Instagram caption in celebration of the GQ article, which our friend Molly Lambert wrote the article. So, I mean, you know, she's a good writer. But Machine Gun Kelly wrote, "A life without you is worse than death. Put a bullet in my head if we have nothing left." And then he put an emoji of a knife and a heart. "And if that ever comes, meet me in heaven and let's fuck like demons." By the way, if I'm in heaven and I have to fucking watch Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox hump, I am going to be like, this is not the heaven that I thought I was being a part of, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't stand them, to be quite honest. And I also was reading about Machine Gun Kelly recently, where he said a bunch of really like creepy things, like on video. I need to like find it. I had it somewhere where I was like, oh, I need to like share this, where he was talking about, it was when he was maybe like 21 or early 20s or something, and Kendall Jenner was 17. Uh-huh. He was like, yeah, if there's one celebrity that I want to bang, it's Kendall Jenner. I don't care that she's 17. Who gives a fuck? Blah, blah. He was like, you know, Roman, all of these guys, like they got with 14-year-old girls, like basically defending men sleeping with teenage girls, which is not sleeping with someone, it's statutory rape. But
Jenner see that though. Kris Jenner will try to make that happen if he gets.
Yeah, I was like, it's weird that this hasn't like gotten more publicity, because I feel like it's a very like disgusting. Like, why are we still giving this guy airtime? He's gross.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're close within the year of like doing away with Machine Gun Kelly. I think when you shine this bright this quick and talk about humping Megan Fox
bright. Does he really shine that bright?
Well, I'm saying, I think this is the peak of how far he can go, because I was also, do you ever like look at his clothes and go like, you can't go into Old Navy and get that. So like, these are so like, you're like punk rock, but I'm like, these are like custom designed shirts with like spangles and like roses tied in and like little glittery things. I'm like, you are not punk rock. Like, this is not. I was like listening to the Ramones the other, like, you know, like, you are not punk rock, dude. Like, you are a copy. You are cosplaying punk rock, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, who even listens to his music? Like, what music does he even do?
Not good music, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, clearly.
So this is actually a little bit of an update on a story that we did a couple weeks ago that I know people would probably be curious about. Is that the Brigham Young Virginity Club sent out a pamphlet recently this week
about that says, soaking?
Yeah, what does the Bible say about soaking? And in the next slide, it says, in the last month, a new sensation called soaking has rocked the nation. Other names for this practice include marinating, fermenting, and stewing.
I hate to marinating, fermenting, and stewing.
Well, by the way, if you guys need a reminder,
like slices of fish.
Soaking, you guys, is when two people that believe in God passionately as kids and are virgins, they don't want to have sex because that's against the Lord's will. But what they'll do is the man will insert himself into the female, but not move. And then that's called soaking. And then if you're a jump humper, you are their friend that is on the bed and you jump up and down as hard as you can to create friction. And you do that for your friend. So soaking is when you just lay there jump humping, because if you're not the one moving, you can't help if you moved, you know? So then this next slide, it says, but the truth is soaking, jump humping, and other variants are an affront to God. The Bible warned of false prophets who come to us when we are most vulnerable and preach immortality as virtue. Instead of soaking, try basking in the light of the Lord. Instead of jump humping, try jumping to your feet to sing God's holy hymns. What's that? Yeah, but also that would be cool. I do want to see some TikTok videos of jump humpers like doing that and then also jumping to their feet and singing God's hymns. But this is so exciting. I realize there's all these Reddit threads now about soaking, and like this thing is, it's a real, I think it's like sweeping the nation, you know? I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, soaking is really, it's the next, let's go soak, baby.
Hey,
let's soak tonight.
I met this guy on Tinder. He wants to soak.
Want
to
soak, baby? Should that be my new opening line?
Want to soak, baby? Hey, are you going as anyone for Halloween?
It's a surprise, actually. I don't know if any of my coworkers secretly listen to this podcast. We take it very seriously at my company. And yeah, we always win. Like I dressed up as like our COO 2 years ago and I won the award. We take it very seriously. It's a surprise.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see it.
But I had some ideas that were rejected.
What were the rejected ideas?
So we have on my direct team, it's 3 girls and 1 guy. And I was like, we should be like the drunk girls going to the club and you're like our Uber driver. And he was like, no. And then he was going to be an exterminator and I was going to be a cockroach. But then we thought that'd be too wasteful. And we're trying to be more sustainable as a company. If I just ordered like a $50 cockroach costume and then my other coworker is going to be a rat. But yeah, those were our rejected ideas.
Okay. So we'll be excited. Yeah. I don't know. Like I'm kind of like, maybe this year I want to do, I'm not invited to anything Halloween like, but then I was like, I want to be a Halloween guy. You know, it's like, I want, like when I hear about people getting the Halloween spirit, it seems like something that I'd like to do. So I don't know. If anybody has ideas, I was thinking about like earlier, it was a joke with like sexy Tom Girardi, but I mean, that could be funny, but you'd have to just make it clear that you're Tom Girardi.
Bloody Tom Girardi.
Yeah, slutty Tom Girardi. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be like a Squid Game something, probably.
Oh, I would love to get one of those pink outfits with the masks and stuff.
Yeah, just the circle face.
Okay, so this morning, I spoke with Andrea Denver, do you know who Andrea Denver is?
No, I don't think so, but it sounds kind of familiar.
He is the brand new cast member of Bravo's Winter House, coming on October 20th.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo. He is one of the new cast members. And I got to speak with him. And I think you'll hear that interview later in the week. And he's very thick Italian accent. And he's really charming, but brace yourself. He's a model. And he's known for having 8-pack abs. He has 8-pack abs.
Wait, isn't he maybe like, doesn't Paige, there's something in the trailer about
there's
Paige.
Something with him and Paige. So I wasn't allowed to ask about anything that went on in the house. And I wasn't like, but it was really like, it was nice to like kind of talk to him a little bit. And I did get to make a fun of Austin a lot. And I said, you look way better in a turtleneck than Austin does. And then I asked him if he liked Trop Hop or Loverboy more. And he's like, Loverboy, hey, Loverboy. And then he goes, I have not tasted Trop Hop. I don't drink a beer. And
is he really an Italian accent?
Oh, very thick. Very thick. Oh, I love it. He's a real nice and really a nice dude. But he said, he goes, and I go, yeah. You could tell Austin drinks a lot of beer. He goes, yeah, a little chunk. Like he kind of made like he was a little chunky, But I love Austin. I love Austin. But I did. I try to get in as many kind of Austin digs as I can, as I could, because I like, he goes, oh, I do not drink beer. I do not want the Trop Hop, you know. But then I asked him to do a taste test later on this like next time he's on, to do a taste test between Loverboy and Trop Hop. Because my theory is Trop Hop tastes like piss, Austin's beer.
I don't think I've literally ever had it. So
that's, I don't think it's
that carried. Tells you a lot.
It's not carried in a lot of places. I don't think so.
Yeah.
not like Loverboy is. Craig and Paige are going strong. You guys, I think we're 2 weeks into this official relationship. And I love that Dumois is even posting blinds of like people going up to Craig and Craig going, yes, we're in a relationship. Like, and everybody's acting like good. Like, I love that when like a nearly 40-year-old man gets praised for admitting that he's in a relationship. Like, isn't that just weird that we praise people for the stupidest things?
Yeah. Like congrats, I guess. Cool.
But, my friend had pictures at Sewing Down South, his pillow store, and Paige was there. Like, and I guess Paige is an actual cast member on Southern Charm this season. And that's wild. Like, we really are connecting this universe.
I know. It's very, and so Southern Charm also, it's like, geez, booked and busy.
And Naomi's going to be in it too. So is there going to be like a Naomi, Paige, Craig love triangle storyline?
That might be interesting, because I know there were rumors also. Now it's like, obviously Paige and Craig are together. What's their couple name?
Oh, it's
Craig.
It's Cray Orbo. Oh. I just made that up. It's a no. It was like Crage. It was Craig. It was Craig. But I tried to make it the dumb one.
Or Peg.
Oh, it's Peg in another way. But
there were rumors that him and Naomi were like seeing each other again. So maybe
like he was at her hotel or something.
Yeah, and there's gonna be the Austin Sierra Lindsay love triangle. So that's gonna be interesting. As when there are like emotions and like love triangles, that's when Bravo shows are kind of like at their best.
Yeah, well that's
like, they really are, because otherwise it's like, oh, you can make up all this. Do you ever watch Floribama Shore?
Yeah, uh-huh.
See, I haven't been watching the new season just because I lost kind of interest last season because it was so boring. I'm like, there aren't any like love and like they're all just friends. We need some like spicy, like sexual tension, like lovers quarrels. Like, yeah.
Same thing with Vanderpump Rules in a way, is that if everybody's taken and like we don't have anybody to try to hook up with somebody new, or like, you know, it's awesome to have everybody in relationships, but you need somebody crossing that boundary of like, yo, you shouldn't be cheating with that. But like, that's why like Schwartz, no offense, Katie, but like Schwartz needs to get super hammered again, like he would do on Cabo trips, and they would wind up at a different resort, remember, and make out with somebody. Like, you just need to give that guy a bunch of drinks and he'll like make things happen. You know, he'll blame it on the booze.
Yeah. We just need to, you know, Katie, scooch over a little bit. Let's get Tom Schwartz, you know.
Wait, would you make out with Tom Schwartz?
Would I make out with him?
I'm sorry, that's remedial. You're like, will I make out? Yeah.
Was that the question? Would I make
out? Yeah, would you make out with Tom Schwartz?
I'm sure. He's like, I always thought that Tom Schwartz was so cute. Now that I have seen who he is more, I'm not as attracted to him. but I'm sure if I like saw him at a bar, like not realizing who Tom Schwartz was, now I wouldn't, because I'm like, he's married. But, you know, if I like didn't know who he was and saw him at the bar, I'd be like, oh, he's cute. Yeah, he's cute. He's tall. Like he's a cute guy.
Yeah. This is actually kind of interesting. Well, not interesting, is that, did you watch the new Dave Chappelle Netflix comedy special?
Yeah, I actually did, just because I wanted to see like what everyone was like, you know,
fussing with about. The trans joke. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just like genuinely, not only did I find some of the stuff like actually offensive, I did not laugh one time. Not once. And I like went in with an open, I was like, okay, we'll see. I know that everyone, you know, we're all like trying to cancel comedians, yeah. Cancel culture. Let's see. I was like, this isn't even fucking funny. If you're going to be offensive, at least like be funny. Like it doesn't make it okay. But like, you know, if you're going to make jokes, sometimes they're not always politically correct, whatever. But like, they weren't even funny.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Chappelle like is really hit or miss. He's sometimes brilliant, like in my opinion. And so, and I also worry about anybody that starts wearing a logo on all of their outfits with like their initial or something. Like it's like when they start having quote unquote uniforms, I've talked about this in terms of like Michael Jackson, like when you start wearing epaulets, but like I noticed Dave started now in the last like 5 or 6 comedy specials, he has patches with his logo, which is like a C. And like when you're ironing on patches under your like actual normal clothes, it just to me gets, it's like, It gets weird for me. It's like you're not really normal already and you're making yourself more unnormal. Like I don't walk around with like Bailey. I mean, I would, but I'm just not at that point yet. But it is one of those things where it's like, is the material offensive? Like I think comedians have this weird gray area where Dave Chappelle is never getting canceled. In fact, he was at Hollywood Bowl last week celebrating a release of his new documentary that's going to be out in a couple of weeks. And he had a big standing ovation, big Hollywood crowd there. And he said, if this is what getting canceled is like, keep canceling me. And that's the thing is that somebody like that will never get canceled. But you gotta watch it. Like sometimes I feel like when you veer into trusting people like Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle, and then there's real life, you're like, okay, that's just a joke, whatever. But then the real life results of that are people in trans people's DMs calling them the F word or queer or I'm going to kill you. It becomes very real and we can't really ever imagine what that's like in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like he clearly has a very, very, very strong fan base also. And it's not even really about like canceling. It's not about that. It's more like, why are these jokes still like, why are you trying to push them as funny? Like they're really just not funny. Yeah. Like they're just not like, I think that, you know, if that's all his comedy these days relies on is like offending people, then like, I don't know. I just really truly just did not find it funny. I don't know.
And that's and by the way, at a comedy special, that's the main thing. Even so, you're saying you didn't even find it funny, even take away the trans jokes.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was funny like at all.
Yeah.
I know that there are Jewish people that are offended also by some of his like space Jews jokes. I'm not personally offended. I'm just like, whatever. But yeah, I just like didn't think any of it was funny. I didn't laugh once. I was like watching. I was like, wait, I literally haven't laughed this entire time. So yeah, that's my review.
Okay. And in superhero news, new Superman. We have a new Superman over at DC, Clark Kent's son. His name is John. And John just came out as bisexual in the most recent issue of Superman. And that just pisses me off, though, because it's like, if you're able to fly and all that, and then you're not only going to get girls, you're going to get everybody's going to love you. Like, that's so not fair. You know, like, imagine competing against Superman for a girl or a guy.
But it's
not going to win.
Wait, isn't it not Superman?
His son, but his son took over the mantle of Superman.
Oh, so he's like the new Clark Kent?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I haven't read the book yet, but it says new Superman. He's the new Superman. His name's John, and he just came out as bisexual. And it has him in the Superman outfit kissing a dude.
Good for John.
No, it's good for John, but can't John just be fully gay then? Why does he have to then keep going with women too? Like I don't know. I got to work that out.
My visibility.
Okay. So in wrapping up, this is a quick, Brian Landry is still not captured. Dog the Bounty Hunter is calling off his search due to an ankle injury. And that is very sad. I hope we are close to getting this guy, but I guess the more days that pass, it becomes a little bit more harder to do that. Which just sucks because this guy is a survivalist, I guess, and can survive in a lot of different places. So, and then also Britney Spears, we had this great news. Everything is going according to plan. Any new opinions about any Britney Spears stuff in the last week? It seems like she is posting on Instagram willy-nilly. And she said the other day that she wants to write a book about a girl who was murdered and had her life taken away from her. Did you read that Instagram caption?
No, I didn't see that one, but I just saw something about Jamie Lynn apparently is going to write a memoir. Like, please. I'm just glad, like, apparently Brittany kind of wants to just, you know, go into retirement, which she deserves that.
Totally. I mean, that's, yeah. I think once, if she really got released from this and she had a couple of years under her belt, I think she'll definitely perform again. But yeah, totally her right to do whatever she wants to do. And then that's pretty much it, actually. Do you have anything? Bachelor in Paradise actually ended last week. I got to say, I love that show, but just how ridiculous it was. They made people, like, people got engaged from that show after
three couples.
But come on, like, that's a cult. That is called a cult. When you feel that much pressure, you're trapped on a beach for, like, what is it, 3 weeks, and they're getting engaged.
I love Marissa and Riley. They're my favorites.
No, they were great. They totally belong together. What do you think of Grocery Store Joe and what's her name?
I don't know if I'm still, like, on the fence about them, because Grocery Store Joe kind of sucks.
Wait, why does Grocery Store Joe?
Like, Blue Lives Matter stuff. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he's, like, always kind of sucked. He's also, like, I mean, know that age is just a number, but, like, she is super, super young, and he's, like, an older, you know, much more than 10, almost, like, 15 years older than her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I feel like she's probably just too young to get engaged, and he's just, like, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of his in general. And then Mari and Kenny, I think, are really cute also.
Yeah. Mari and Kenny are, like, they're, you know, they're both not, you know, they're not the smartest bulbs in the pack, you know, like, they're fine. They actually
seem like they're the most mature people on the beach, because
really?
what other couple would stick together after one of them goes to the boom boom room with another person? Like, they handle that so maturely, when it literally would have destroyed any other couple.
Well, do you know the difference between, what is the difference between the boom boom room and the overnight fantasy suite? Like, the boom boom room, like, I thought nothing. You could have sex there too. What's the difference?
Like, nothing, literally nothing.
Okay. That's it would just confuse me. And I was wondering what it was. So yeah, that ended. It was a very successful season, and not this week, but I believe the next week we get the season premiere of The Bachelorette. Will you be watching?
Yeah, I'll watch. I'm not really, like, that into, I feel like I'm so much more into Bachelor in Paradise than to anything else.
It's so, like, I'm almost like, I'm definitely bummed that it's not on Tuesday night, this week. And we have to wait for two iterations to have Bachelor in Paradise back. So we've got, like, 9 more months before we get more Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, that sucks, actually.
And recommendation for everybody, if you're not watching it, Only Murders in the Building on Hulu with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez. It has its own pacing, but it's really good. It's really charming. And it's a very fall movie, or a fall TV show, that kind of takes place in New York. And I really highly recommend it if you're looking for something to watch. Sophie, is there anything else going on this week for you?
Same old shit. Same old shit. I'm still recovering from wedding season. That was actually my last one for a while.
Okay. That's this one seems like it took a lot out of you.
Yeah, I'm, like, very exhausted. So I'm sorry.
I've said, thank you so much for even doing this. We had to talk to you. So because it really does make the week that much better. So Sophie Ross, you can follow her on Instagram, Twitter. You always know where to do that. And of course, that's where you can find any of her new writings, which we always have to support as well. So Sophie, we will hopefully talk to you next week. And you guys have a great Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go jump to my say the Lord's prayers.
Get out of your PJs.
I know. I do need to get out of my PJs.
Bye.
Betches.